Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Do you know your self-worth? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are different ways assets can be defined. While most equate wealth with money, it is important to understand that wealth is also subjective. It is not just dollars and coins. There are mental assets and skill sets that represent a value. Perhaps an employer or an investor will recognize these assets and compensate you accordingly. When speaking to 20-somethings, especially those fresh out of college seeking their first job, I'll ask, how many of you will work for $25 per hour? Almost always, the majority of them raise their hands. I then ask the minority who didn't, how many of you would work for $50 per hour? Of course, this group is more than happy to raise their hands for twice the amount. The first batch of responders will huff and puff saying, well, if I knew you were going to offer $50, I would have waited. I use this exercise because it demonstrates a point while engaging the audience. We have to be educated, aware, and ready to expect that there is likely fine print in any offer. You have to know your self-worth. It doesn't matter whether you are a low-income single mother, a college student, a middle-aged professional re-entering the marketplace, or a widowed father with small children. You have to ask the question, what do I need and why, before you can answer the question, what do I want? Wants and needs are different. In order to be responsible for yourself and those who depend on you, you must learn to ask yourself the right questions before making money-related decisions. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.